Why not enjoy this Carly and Dane podcast and a brand new MP3 player from Harvey Norman? Shop with confidence in store, online, and on your mobile. Star FM's Carly and Dane podcast.
You are currently on everyone's lips at the moment. Everyone's like, what is he going to say and do next after that performance last week? And I'm going to level with you here, Mark. At first, when I watched it, I was like, a bit annoyed. I was like, he's not taking this seriously. And I was like, what is he doing here? And then I actually thought about it and I read some things that you said in the press and you were like, I'm just an eccentric guy and because I think so outside the box, people need to cut me a break. And you know what, Mark? I'm going to cut you that break because I think maybe...
God bless you.
Is that just your personality?
Well, look, the truth of the matter is that once I put on the clown costume last week, I did get carried away. I was inhabited by Bobo the clown, and Bobo took off into a place that was quite unexpected. But this week, I've promised Kimmy, the judge Kimmy, that I was going to go the full Putin, 100% Vlad. So tonight I am going on as Vladimir Putin, and we're doing the Pasodoble, and the Pasodoble is about a bullfight, and the bullfighter and the bull and the lover are sort of the same thing. It's quite revolting, really. So what I've done is I'm taking it to a global level, and I'm taking it out of that sort of sexual thing, and we're turning it into Australia v. Russia, and I'm Vladimir Putin, and Princess Jess is Julie Bishop.
Right.
In the end, someone dies, and all I'm going to say is gold for Australia.
Right. So, Mark... that sounds fascinating. I can't wait to see it tonight, to be honest. That sold me. Are you trying to get kicked off the show? Are you aiming for low scores?
No, I'm busting my ass every week, mate. I got my knee in a sling today because those Pasodoble things are like high heels. Despite what people think about show business, I've never been in high heels.
No.
Fair enough.
So I'm sort of crickety on my feet, and I've twisted a knee. And no, I'm going full pelt, mate.
Okay.
Look, yeah, that's why I'm saying that the judges' score last week was terrible, because that 1-1-1-1. Although I'll go to my grave with that, I'm happy to. You know, he got the lowest score on Dancing with the Stars ever. I'm proud of that. But apart from that, it disrespects Princess Jess, because what she did with the clown. Let's be honest. Here's this young girl who's given as a partner this over-the-hill, overweight senior citizen. And she turned it into the most fantastic clown act. When you actually look at the footage of the dance, it's brilliantly choreographed. So to not give her any credit at all, I think, was a huge mistake on behalf of the judges.
I agree with you. Do you think then they judged you on how you behaved after the dance more so than the dance itself?
Well, exactly. I think that's exactly right. They're trying to get me off. They're trying to get me so low that the public can't keep me.
Now, Mark, do you think that the show is now working against you? Because I read in the press that they've actually put a minder with you.
Yes. Well, they've stopped doing that now, but they had it for the first 2 days after Bobo popped out of the box. I think they thought I was genuinely unhinged, so they had somebody watching me for 2 days. It was just too fantastic. I love it. It's so nutty that there's all this stuff going on in the world, and all Princess Jess and I are trying to do is create world peace one feather step at a time.
through a Dancing with the Stars competition. Now, just going back to that performance we're going to see tonight.
Yes. Now look, Putin, 100%
Putin, full of Vlad.
Full of Vlad. I even prefer that.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm very intrigued as to how you're going to pull this off and hopefully not offend anyone. Is Jess totally 100% on board? And was this your idea to do something so out there?
Well, no, she's choreographed it. So everything that happens that's choreographed, I mean, there is a little bit of collaboration. I've got a particular dance move in tonight at the end called the Dead Beetle. And the Dead Beetle's going to make an appearance, and it's a dance step that I've created. So it's fantastic that she's incorporating my dances, given that I can't dance at all. It's an extraordinary thing for her to do.
After that performance, you got summons to the couch. Your wife wasn't very happy. Is she more on board with your performances
now?
No,
she's not at all. She's American and she has no sense of humour whatsoever.
So you think it's just lost in translation?
Yeah. The Americans don't have that thing where they laugh at themselves. Australians do, and she doesn't get that I'm having a lend of myself, no one else. Well, Vlad doesn't get a good. No, Vlad's going to come off, you know, he's going to look bad tonight.
I'm shocked.
I'll be honest with you, Mark. I'm cringing already, and the show's hours away. Look, tonight, 7:30 on Prime 7, it is Dancing with the Stars. The one and only Mark Holden will be there.
Good on you, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you so much.